We're reading from the writings of Baal HaSulam, the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah. We are in item 109.
Yes, we are talking about the emergence of the Gadlut of the seven Melachim, kings that emerge from the Rosh of Abavim and then from the Rosh of Ishsut, and they shatter. They shatter. And in the shattering, as in an ordinary hizdachachut, refinement, the last phase disappears, and then the Pratzufim are diminished, one after the other. And then the Zerosh that emerges through the levels of Dalet Gimel Bet Aleph Shorosh, and then the second Rosh of Abba Ve'ima purified, this is called Ishsut, which is also Dalet Gimel Bet Aleph Shorosh, 4, 3, 2, 1 root, and then we no longer have the light of Chochmah that we can cling to, and that's why we only have the four melachim that emerged from the Rosh of Abba Ve'ima and four that emerged from the Rosh of Ishsut. Altogether, that's eight melachim, or eight kings. And by that, the world of Nikudim that emerged from Rosh of Sag and then from the Rashim of Abba Ve'ima and Ishsut, the whole world of Nikudim was refined, and only broken vessels remained from it. And also, Rishimot. And these vessels that fell stay below. The Rishimot rose above, back to their source. And then, over all these Rishimot, the worlds of Atzilut Briya Yetzirah Asiya emerge. And they too are in the same place as these Patsufim that we talked about, from Tabu to the Siyum of Ak. And that's it. That's how all the Potsufim emerged. Because all these Potsufim shattered, this, the four Potsufim from Rosh of Abba Ve'ima and four Potsufim of Yeshut, and therefore they are called the eight Melachim that died, because the Malchut was mingled with them without correction. And therefore, they're called Melachim. It's from the word Malchut. And they died because they couldn't hold the upper light in order to bestow. And it departed from them. And with the departure of the upper light from the Kli, that has no Masach. That's meaning the Kli is not in equivalence of form with the light. So that departure is called death. That's it. So let's see what he writes to us in item 109, right?
109. Since the last phase was lost, only phase 3 was left in it, on which 10 sfirot at the level Chochmah emerged. And when its coarseness of the Guf was recognized, it departed from the Rosh of Abba Ve'ima, descended and clothed in the place of Chazeh of the Guf of Nikudim, and elicited the 10 sfirot of the Rosh from the Chazeh upward. This Rosh is called Ishsut, and it produced its Guf from the Chazeh down in the 2/3 of Tiferet through the end of Tiferet. This is the fourth melech of Nikudim, and it too extended to Biyah, broke and died. Thus, the coarseness of phase three had been refined in Rosh and Guf. Its posterior vessels of the Rosh fell to the degree below it in the place of the Guf. Subsequently, the coupling was made on the coarseness of phase two, which remained in it, and the level of Bina emerged on it. Its Guf, from above downward, expanded in two vessels of Netzach and Hod, which are both one Melech. The fifth Melech of Nikudim. And they too extended to Biyah, broke and died. Thus, the coarseness of phase two has been refined in Rosh and Guf, and the posterior vessels of the level fell to the degree below it, the Guf. Then, the coupling was made on the coarseness of phase one that remained in it, and the level of Zeranpin emerged on it. Its Guf, from above downward, expanded in the vessel of Yesod. And this is the sixth Melech of Nikudim. It too extended into Biyah, broke and died. Thus, the coarseness of phase one had been refined in Rosh and Guf, as well as the posterior vessels in the Rosh fell to the degree below them, to the Guf. Then, there was a coupling on the coarseness of the root phase that remained in the screen, and the level of Malchut emerged on it. It's from above downward extended into the vessel of Malchut, and this is the seventh Melech of Nikudim. It too extended into Biyah, broke and died. Thus the coarseness of the root was refined in the Rosh and Guf as well, and the posterior of the Rosh fell into the degree below it, into the Guf. Now all the posterior vessels of Yishut had been cancelled, as well as the breaking of the vessels of Ozat of Nikudim, called the seven Malachim, the seven kings.
What do we have here? I'll draw, after all, to make it less words and maybe more clarity. Okay, look, what do we have here? We're talking about the taboo and siyum. Above the taboo, we have the Pratsufim of Galgalta, Ab, Sag, right? From Pe of Rosh of Sag comes the Zivug of Akak, a playing of striking, and then the light descends below and builds below the Nekudot of Sag. Nekudot of Sag mingle with the Nehi of Galgalta. As a result, they receive the Tzimtzum Bet, second restriction, so they can be used only to the Parsa. Right? Okay. That's it. To this limit, it's possible. Above, it's impossible because there's no Masach. And that is called Parsa.
Parsa.
That's it. Now, Pratsufim emerge as much as the places can be fulfilled here. So we have the upper Rosh and Guf to the point that it's possible. And that's
Rosh,
and Guf of the Potsuf. The Rosh is called Abba Ve'ima.
Abba Ve'ima.
Abba and Ima. Then it purifies. It receives in order to bestow, but when it begins to pass the parsa, then it breaks. And when it breaks below, it also breaks above. Therefore, all of its goof, both above and below the parsa, was cancelled. The Rosh remains, because the Rosh can't break and it just loses its function, its role. And then comes the second potsuf called Yeshut, which is on a lower degree than Abba Ve'ima. And is also drawn to pass through the Parsa, and then it breaks and dies. That's Yeshut.
Ish. Sud.
Ish sud.
Ze arosh shelo.
That is its rosh.
Ze aguf shelo.
That's the goof.
Vegam u nishbar vemet.
And it too shatters and dies. And what we have left of them is four melachim in one, four melachim in the other. Altogether, that's eight. Eight melachim. Why melachim? Because the malchut that used to stand here rose to each and every sfira and didn't allow receiving in order to bestow, and so they all broke. So four in Potsuf Abba Ve'ima, four in Yeshut, eight melachim were shattered. That's also why they're called the eight melachim that died. Okay. Now, what else do we have here? We read this in 109, right? Any questions on this? I don't see. PT19. All right. Oh, we have Moscow 4.
Okay.
Moscow
4. Can we scrutinize about the vessels of posterior of the Rosh that fell into the goof, what they change their actions?
That's how it's called, you're right. The vessels that are not used in the Rosh, in the preparation, in the activation of the vessels, they're not called Rosh. They have the same calculation as the goof. So, if I would first use some vessels, which is the Rosh, the 10 Sfirot of Rosh, I made some calculation there, and I received from them in order to bestow. This is called goof. So I have 10 sfirot in the Rosh, 10 in goof. Okay? So now, if I can receive in the Rosh, not in 10, doesn't matter in how many, let's say 6, in order to bestow. So I make the calculation, and then in the goof, I can also make the calculation and receive in order to bestow with 6. What about the fourth remaining sfirot here? So these are in the Rosh. I can't cut them, put them anywhere. But what's their what's the judgment with them? What's they're in the Rosh as they are in the Guf. So just like I have now six and four that fell below and receive from the Rosh, just like the Guf. Just like the Guf. That's it. They can't decide, they can't think, nothing. They exist in a passive way in the Rosh, meaning they have the same, they're treated with the same judgment as the Guf. This means that the vessels fell from Rosh to the Guf. Italy 3.
Maestro, buongiorno.
Good morning, teacher. I wanted to ask this. Yeshut is created in the Guf, the Abba Ve'ima, because Abba Ve'ima breaks when he descends underneath the Parsa.
I'll tell you, there's a question here that repeats itself in each and every course from the students. The Rosh is Rosh and the Guf is Guf. Don't get confused between the two. They can't replace each other. In spirituality, it's possible that we don't understand this yet, but understand that the Rosh means where we think and where we have intentions and where we make calculations. And these things are above the will to receive. If I receive from the Creator a force of bestowal, then I sort out all of my desires in the Guf, and what I do with these desires of the Guf, these desires, I sort them out, and that to me becomes a new Guf. But the same desires that I'm working with, they're called Guf. Is it understood or not? I don't feel that's clear.
Yes. So, it's not that I understand that good. I saw that Abba Ve'ima break, and I didn't understand how Yeshut was born. That was it. That's why I didn't understand Yeshut, how it was created in the drawing. That's all.
How did the Partsuf Ab was created? How was it created after Galgalta? We had a will to receive. The will to receive made a calculation. How much can it receive in order to bestow? And then it received in order to bestow as much as it could. Then came the Bitush Pnimu Makif, the light, the surrounding light and inner light that clashed and forced the Masach to purify from the Zat of Galgalta to the Pei of Galgalta. And then in the remaining screen, there's now a new calculation, not over the records of 4 over 4, but 4 over 3. And then the Partsuf Ab emerges. What's the difference here? It's the same. Except the difference is that the chechut there happened by the bitush between the surrounding light and the inner light in the masach. One light was inside the potzuf, the other light was surrounding the potzuf, and they both created the bitush over the masach in the taboo. And here, the purification is the chut happened by the shattering. And then the potsuf purified because it lost its masach. So there, in the potsufim of Adam Kadmon, the masach purifies by the bitush, by a pressure on it that makes it purify. Here, in the world of Nikudim, the potsufim don't purify, they rather shatter. The screen shatters. The difference is that there, the masach, according to its desire, rises to the pay of vosh. Let's say, in potsuf galta absag, the masach rises according to its decision. And from the pe of Osh, it says, I can't stand here and continue to receive in order to bestow. I have to purify. But it's in control. It controls its state. And that's why it rises from the tabu to the pe, based on its decision. And based on its decision, it expels the light from the toch of the potsuf upwards to outside of the potsuf. However, the departure of the lights here happens by the shattering, that they received light in order to bestow, and suddenly when the light reaches them, they found that they are in order to receive. It's not in a deliberate intention in order to receive. It's because they found that the light that fulfills them is more than they can hold in order to bestow. So, let's say you think that you can make some action in order to bestow. Some action, right? Let's say to bring a friend some big gift, right? But the moment you bought the gift, that great gift, and you wanted to give that to the friend, suddenly you find that you want it as well. You can't give it to him because you want it for yourself. What do? So you don't give it. And that means that your masach shatters. You receive that gift that you wanted to be in order to bestow to the friend, you took it for yourself. That's shattering. That's it. If you wouldn't think about giving it to the friend, and you'd initially only take yourself into consideration, it wouldn't be any shattering, because then you wouldn't receive anything. You can't receive like that in spirituality. Here you had a true intention to bestow, and in the midst of it, it becomes revealed that you want to receive in order to receive, and that's why your screen is shattered. And by the shattering of the screens, we call it the shattering of the vessels, by that, we have these crumbs, these particles, these very tiny pieces of the vessels. And that means we can use these very little, tiny, very small vessels to correct them, as we call it, bit by bit, penny by penny, joins together into a great sum total. Meaning that we can correct these tiny vessels one by one, to a small extent each time without shattering, because we have the calculation from the shattering, how things shattered, and these records already come from the Shvira. And that teaches us to make such a calculation so we don't shatter. On the contrary, how we can erect these vessels from the shattering that are in order to receive, that are broken, how can we raise them to a point where I can transform them in order to bestow. This means that the Creator corrupts creation in the world of Nikudim and then shatters the Adam Rishon, and we correct the shattering. That's it. All right. Okay, let's go forward. Still, Vienna.
Почему вот в этом пункте 109, когда Благословен перечислил?
Why in 109, when he counts the Melachim of Yesut, he speaks about the coarseness from phase 3 till root? And before, when we used to talk about the Melachim and Abba and Ima, he speaks from 4 to 3. From 4 to 1. Why doesn't he mention the root there?
No, don't look at that. All the Melachim are shattered from beginning to end. In Abba ve'Ima, the Zivug emerges over the degree of 4th phase of Yud, and so 4, 3, 2, 1 root, all the Melachim emerge and they shatter. The problem with the Oviut of the root level is that it doesn't shatter because there's no Oviut there. There's only annulment there, a cancellation of it. So there's only 4 Melachim in Abba ve'Ima, 4 in Yeshut. That gives you 8 altogether.
Latin 2.
Now, Latin 2.
Muchas gracias, Rab. La pregunta sobre el dibujo.
Thank you, love. Question about the drawing. The 8 Malachim, the 8 kings that died, what is the diagonal line connecting Yesut to Malchut, that black diagonal line?
Where did he see the diagonal line?
What you drew from the Zivug of Yesut to the Siyum.
Diagonal line, where? Where do you see this?
Where it's written Yesut, there's a line from the Pev Abba ve'Ima until the Malchut, until the Siyum.
Oh, no, it's not a line. It's just a... What is he saying?
So what is that?
No, it's not a connection. I'm just saying that this whole development, here's what I wanted to say, that this whole development comes from above all the way down. It's not a line. It's just to include all of these Batsufim. That's it. I can erase it. It's not that there's no meaning to it. I just wanted to say that we have 4 in Abba ve'Ima, we have 4 in Yesut. Altogether, that's 8 Melachim.
Ashkelon 2.
Ashkelon 2.
The explanation of the shattered vessel for scrutiny, you explained. How will we know what Kli is worthy for a connection? Or does the light do it himself without a person knowing about it?
The light does it itself. Just like now, you don't know the scrutinies you're doing, but both in your mind and in your heart, various records arise. The light is doing that and surfacing that both to your mind and to your heart. And you need to try to correct these impressions, basically. That's what we need. Now, very quickly, let's go to PT 17.
There's a shattering, but afterwards more actions of purification and refinement.
The shattering itself also happens in order. Don't think it's something chaotic. It's not disorder, it's exactly the order of the expansion from above downwards.
Who takes that decision? Because in Galgalta we say that the Rosh takes the decision.
The Rosh too. The Rosh receives a decision makes a decision to receive in order to bestow, but when the light comes from the Rosh to the goof shatters because it can't receive in order to bestow.
But it sustains the state somehow.
It continues the action based on new Rishimot. After the Rishimot 4 over 3, then you have 3 over 2 and 1 over root, and the shattering happens from the great to the little, because if it happens to the greater ones, why can't it happen with the smaller ones? The smaller ones might actually be able to be used in order to bestow. You understand the logic here? If the big desires, you say the big desires can't do it, but of course the big desires can't do it, because it's a big desire. But if it's a small desire, a smaller masach, that's possible then. And that's why all these desires shatter from the great to the little. The correction is in the other direction, from the little to the greater.
The Rosh decided on the coupling and then expanded in the goof. And then shattered. So it also decided on the coupling and also on the shattering?
No, we don't decide. We decide over the on the shattering in the beginning. The shattering had to happen in the goof. There can't be a decision to make this to cause the shattering. That's not spiritual. There was an aim to receive in order to bestow, but it couldn't hold that. That's why the Rosh stays in Kedusha. The goof shatters. The Rosh does not decide on the shattering.
So the Rosh decided on the Zivug and afterwards on the refinement.
The refinement happens as a result of the shattering. Read, you know how to read. So read a few times, you'll see that it's there. Alright.
Chadera 2.
Good morning, Rav. What's unique about the Partsufim of Abba, Ima, and Yesut? What's unique about them?
The mixture between Bina and Malchut. Abba and Ima are Gal of Bina, Yesut is Zat of Bina. It's a mixture between Bina and Malchut. And they have to be mixed, Bina and Malchut, to shatter so much to the point that they're, how to put it, to the point that they assimilate in each other, that they mingle with each other, to the point that they can be corrected, so that when you correct a part of Bina, you're also correcting a part of Malchut. The result of the shattering, why do we need the shattering? Why does it have to happen? So that Bina and Malchut will be mixed in all their aspects, infinitely mixed. And in such a way, they can later become corrected. To the Siyum, all the way to the Siyum of the Malchut. All right? Merkaz 1.
Why are there only two Partsufim that are trying to descend below the Parsa? Usually everything happens in 5 degrees.
Right, because we have Abba Ve'ima, which is Zivug over the fourth level of coarseness, and then the Zivug over the third level of coarseness, and Aleph Shoresh, one and root, they shatter by themselves.
Good morning, friends. Look, you said the world of Nikudim refined, and the vessels that remained shattered, and the Rishimot rose upward to their source. You said that as one thing. And then Baal HaSulam says, and this isn't clear, that afterwards there was a coupling on the root, remained in the screen, and the degree of Malchut came, and it became a vessel standing in Chazav Nikudim. So I don't understand what those both are.
I don't understand what you say. קודם כל, קודם כל זה, אל תגיד מה שאני אמרתי.
לא, אתה התחלת, אמרת, שעולם הנקודים...
I don't understand what you're saying, Tzvika. No, you said that the world of Nikudim refined, and then they went below the Masach. Rav, yes. Not below the Masach, below the Parsa.
Right. How do the vessels go down? Because they understand they can't bestow. How do they go down?
Rav, the vessels don't know in advance that they couldn't bestow only after the shattering.
Only after the shattering they know they can't complete bestowal?
Obviously it's like that. Otherwise, how will they shatter?
זה באמת לא ברור, איך זה?
זה לא, אז אני מסביר לך מה זה לא ברור.
It's not clear, so I'm explaining what isn't clear, that the vessels of the Rosh don't know they're about to shatter.
And how is it that they couldn't hold the whole the light of bestowal because there was no Masach there?
They do have it in the Rosh, they have everything. But they didn't know that in the Guf, the Phase 4 is mixed.
And they worked with that screen?
There was nothing else to work with. There was no screen.
How do they build this masach?
Because it's in the Rosh.
Because it's in the Rosh, okay.
Okay, I'm done with everybody. Good. So now we're going to go to 110.
There's another question from Rehovot, or should we read?
Oh, in Tel Aviv, if we'll leave it like this, there'll be. It's because you don't want to read. You see? So they think, yeah, they'll ask. And these questions from what they just heard. You see? So now I heard I'm going to ask. I heard again I'm going to ask again. It's not from at least reading this a few times seriously, every item. You see, now they're going to read.
Oy.
Read 110.
110. Thus we have explained the te'amim and nekudot that emerged in the two parzufim Abba Ve'ima and Yeshut of Nekudim called Absag. In Abba Ve'ima, four levels emerged, one below the other. These are the level of Keter, called looking of the Enaim of Abba Ve'ima, the level of Chokhmah, called the Guf of Abba, and the level of Bina, called the Guf of Ima, and the level of Zeranpin, called Yesodot of Abba Ve'ima. Four bodies expanded from it. Melech of Da'at, Melech of Chesed, Melech of Gvura, and Melech of the upper third of Tiferet through the Chazeh. These four gufim broke in both anterior and posterior. But with respect to their rashim, that is, the four levels of Abba Ve'ima, all their anterior vessels remained in the levels, that is, the Galgalta Enaim and Nikve Enaim of each level, which were in them since the Katnut of Nikudim. Only the posterior vessels in each degree, which joined them during the Gadlut, were revoked once more by the breaking, fell to the degree below them, and remained as they were prior to the emergence of Gadlut of Nekudim.
No question about it. Please read it again.
One ten again. Thus we have explained the Teamim and Nekudot that emerged in the two Potsufim of Veima and the Sut of Nekudim, called Absag. In Abba Veima, four levels emerged, one below the other. These are the level of Ketel, called looking of the Anaim of Abba Veima, the level of Chokhmah, called the Guf of Abba, and the level of Bina, called the Guf of Ima, and the level of Izaranpin, called Yesodot of Abba Ve'ima. Four bodies expanded from it. Melech of Dat, Melech of Chesed, Melech of Gvura, and the Melech of the upper third of Tiferet, through the Chazé. These four Gufim broke in both anterior and posterior. But with respect to their Rashim, that is, the four levels in Abba Ve'ima, all their anterior vessels remained in the levels, that is, the Galgal Ta'anayim and Nikve Anayim of each level, which were in them since the Katnut of Nekudim. Only the posterior vessels in each degree, which joined them during the Gadlut, were revoked once more by the breaking, fell to the degree below them, and remained as they were prior to the emergence of Gadlut of Nekudim.
Tov. Ken.
Okay. Yes, Michael.
It's unclear that they remained as they were prior to the emergence of Gadlut of Nekudim.
Katnut, smallness, the greatness, the Gadlut was annulled, and the Katnut remained.
How are there two states simultaneously that the Potsuf remained in Katnut?
There was Katnut, it remained, and from the Zivug, the coupling of Dalet Gimel, the greatness, the Gadlut came out, and it was shattered. Then the Gadlut that was shattered, the Katnut remains. It's still there. Each and every state in spirituality has something of its own. It has eternality. So why was the greatness shattering and the Katnut can't say? It's completely different records. It's different vessels. It's everything's different.
But there is no bestowal from the Gadlut, that these vessels were used for Gadlut?
It's not these vessels, it's Dalet Gimel, that from the previous Patsufim of Katnut, new Patsufim came out, bigger ones, of Gadlut, and decided that they're going to receive in order to bestow, and were shattered. And that same source didn't disappear.
Didn't disappear, but isn't there a feeling of the state?
There's a limitation that they can't think or do the same as they had, because a shattering took place. The records remained, but it doesn't annul the Katnut, the smallness.
So now we have Katnut from records of the shattering. That's what we have in the new state then.
Shattered vessels, yes.
Ot Kufayin Aleph.
111.
The emergence of the four levels, one below the other, in Potsuf Yeshut, was in precisely the same manner. The first level is the level of Chokhmah, called looking of the Enaim of Yeshut at one another. as well as the level of Bina, the level of Zeranpin, and the level of Malchut, from which are Gufim, from which four Gufim expanded, which are the Melech of the two lower thirds of Teferet, the Melech of Netzach, the and Hod, the Melech of Yesod, and Malchut. Their four Gufim broke in both anterior and posterior. But in the Rashim, that is, in the four levels of Yeshut, the anterior vessels in them remained, and only their posterior was revoked by the breaking, and fell to the degree below them. After the revoking of the two Potsufim, Abba Ve'ima, and Yeshut, the level of Ma, of Nikudim, emerged. And since only corrections of vessels expanded from her to the goof, I will not elaborate on it.
That's it. So this is actually the summary of the shattering. What we do need to repeat all these things as much as possible, because from tomorrow we are starting to study the world of Atzilut. Obviously, that's the most important, the world of Atzilut, because there we have all the corrections, the sense, the soul of Adam Rishon, and everything that happens there. We all depend on the world of Atzilut, or as we say, the new Ma. Okay. So by this we will end exactly 5:30. Please.
Yes, the recommended sources for our 10 meetings today: Faith Above Reason, excerpts 24-27, and Rabash article, One Shall Help His Friend, and the excerpts for tomorrow's lesson preparation, which is Faith Above Reason, excerpts 28-30. All the links will be sent in the known channels. The schedule for today, 10-10:30, the show, something like that, with Igal Reznik and Masha Reznik and Rav Lightman. And the schedule for tomorrow, lesson preparation at 2:40 a.m. Israel time, through 3 to 6, the daily lesson. Then afternoon, 1:40 p.m. Israel time, lesson prep, and 2 to 4 lesson. Let's end with a song. בפרו ואקוודור זורם נהר של אהבה בין אילת לערבה ברור שאין עוד מלבדו בליסבון ובבורדו ושהוא טוב וגם היטיב בניו יורק ותל אביב Around the world a ray of light is calling people to unite Igniting all the points inside Endless love will be our guide Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine Kazakhstan, Sibir, Krim Дышит воздухом одним, устремление едино от Москвы до Сахалина, от Чикаго до Читы, от Литвы до Алматы, от Сиднея до Берлина, от Парижа до Пекина. Around the world a ray of light is calling people to unite. Igniting all the points inside Endless love will be our guide Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine Above the place and beyond time A new
humanity will shine.
Miren lo que sucedió en Japón y Kazajstán. Se abren los cielos también en Moscú y Jerusalén. Más ciudades y naciones, más hermanos y uniones, grandes olas de amor, solo un clic, un corazón.
Around the world, a ray of light is calling people to unite, igniting all the points inside. Endless love will be our guide. Shine above the place in your time.